And now it's time to move to our feature. And our feature is our first visit with the group 5 Mile Float. This group came together when many of the current members were in high school, even junior high school, and have continued with hiatus here and there through the release of an album called Shiloh in 2015, an album called A Color in 2016, and they are currently in the studio working up a new record of indeterminate length, which will likely be released before this year is out, maybe much, much sooner, because these gentlemen work rather fast. They didn't set a land speed record for us in Studio A, but they got pretty close, considering they were playing largely brand new songs in a 5-person, 2-drum ensemble. So, with Ramon Garcia behind the controls, with Eli Henley running camera, and we'll let you know when the camera work of Eli Henley recording this comes up on our website, and with Chip Borton doing yeoman's work behind the scenes, let's go now and meet in performance 5 Mile Float. 5 Mile Float are Matthew Jaeger on bass, Zach Block on lead vocals and rhythm guitar, Kirk Lemon on lead electric guitar, Elijah Pomerlau on drums, and Matt Juhas on drums. Yes, drums and drums. When a band does this, they want you to pay attention. So let's step back into Studio A and pay some attention to live music from 5 Mile Float, getting loose in that studio even as we speak.
And be less awkward when you talk.
do you want to talk, Jaeger?
No, that's you, man. Just don't talk so much.
All right, I'll switch into Zach Jefferson mode. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're 5 Mile Float. This first song's called The Wait. It's brand new.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
And
We are rolling. So this next song, this song is important to me for a couple of different reasons. It's called Spanish Dances, and it's the first song that we've released since we've been back. We took a two-year break, if you will, and this was one of the first songs that we wrote together, being back at it, and adding Elijah, our second drummer, into the mix.
Hello.
This song to me is a little bit about what's going on, you know, in the world politically today, especially at the border. So that's kind of what I wrote it about. It's called Spanish Dances. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello again. This next song is a cover song. One of our favorite songs.
Why are you making your voice?
The song is called The Promise. The song is called The Promise. It's a pretty good song. We like it. We just recorded a version of it, and we're going to be putting it out here pretty soon. Thank you.
You need a friend. Don't look to a stranger. You know in the end I'll be there. And when you're in doubt, and when you're in danger, take a look all around. I'll be there. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking on the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be. But if you wait around a while, I'll make you fall for me. I promise you is through, and so is your temper. You know what to do. Gonna always be there. Sometimes when I shout, it's not what's intended. These words just come out. No rocks to bear. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be. But if you wait around a while, I'll make you fall for me. I promise you. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I'm meant to be, but if you wait around a while, I'll make you fall for me. I promise you. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be, but if I had to walk the world to make you fall for me.
Thank you very much. That is originally not by us.
If you couldn't tell.
When in Rome, it's by When in Rome.
We're taking a moment out from the performance to meet 5 Mile Float. And in no particular order, they are Matthew Jaeger on bass, Zach Block on vocals and guitar, Kirk Lehman on guitar, Elijah Pamelo on drums and Matt Ehaw.
Ehaws.
Ehaws on drums, two drummers. We're gonna crack this nut. We're gonna find out how this happened. But let's go to, you refer to a hiatus during this performance.
Yeah.
This is a band that came together essentially in high school.
Right.
And sort of hit the ground running. You had two albums to your name, the name 5 Mile Float, before 2016.
Right. Yeah, we kind of did. I mean, once we got together, we wrote a lot, you know, and we were eager to record. I mean, we were really young. I mean, I was 17. I think most of you,
15, yeah.
Yeah, 15 and 16. So we were just eager to like record and make something. And then we had gone through like a couple of different lineup changes. I mean, there's petty things that happen and lineups change and stuff like that. And as like a core, Matt and I started the next lineup that wrote our second album, A Color, and that was after I graduated and around the time he was a senior in high school. So we did A Color in 2016, and that was really us trying to like write better songs and write catchier choruses and stuff like that. And then, I don't know, something happened and we just fell out for about a year and a half, from like 2017 to end of 2018 was when we kind of started going again, and we got Elijah in and we got Jager in. And that's the lineup that we're in right now. And most of those songs were brand new that we've been, mm-hmm. this group of people have been writing together.
But you're not amateur musicians, so I imagine there's not a one of you who couldn't land in another group. So what brought you back together and brought you into this ensemble the second time, I guess?
I just think that at the end of the day, we all like playing with each other musically. I mean, Elijah and I, our first band was when we were like kids, freshmen in high school. Yeah, so
14 years old.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I've always loved playing with him, and I've always wanted to start a group with him. And when we got back the lineup back together, it only made sense to bring Elijah in, get this group together and start writing songs. Just because I feel like it feels so natural. We all know where we're going and what we're going to do. I mean, yeah.
Also, us three are all roommates. We all live together.
So it's easy to practice.
We're tight, yeah.
But in coming back together, you make, and it had to have been a conscious decision to have both Elijah and Matt on drum kit, on two separate drum kits. Now, most bands, given what little you get paid and what it takes to move from gig to gig, would rather have a robot for a drummer.
Right.
But you guys decide we're going to have two. What was that decision made, and how does it affect your music? Because your music is not like choking with, it's not crowded.
So we used to have a piano player in our band, but he went off to school in another state, and when we decided to get the band kind of going again, it felt really empty with just four of us and without a piano player. But we didn't really know any other piano players, and Elijah's like our best friend, and he also plays drums. So it's just kind of like, well, we'll have another drummer.
I feel like it's something we had joked about for the longest time.
Yeah, it was kind of more of a joke at first, and then we actually did. It's like, it's kind of fun. So.
Yeah, because I was worried when we were going to bring him in, because Matt wanted Elijah in, and I was kind of worried that it was going to be overwhelming. And then the first practice happened, and it was like immediately like, wow, like this really works. But Elijah knew the songs, all of the songs really well, mm-hmm. and you know, he just fit like a glove, you know.
Well, my sense of listening to this, and this is my first time hearing you and live, you know, before I've heard your recordings, is there's a lot of space in this ensemble. I mean, there's room for each of you, and I'm sort of shocked that you could do that with the kind of percussive power you have right there. You could overwhelm everything.
Yeah,
you too. It's
a fine line for sure.
Yeah. It definitely took some adjustments. You know, we kept playing more and more, but I feel like that helped us bring out the more creative side in us because we are limited to, I mean, I guess we could say limited musically to two drummers because that's such a huge concept, but we're making it happen.
So. Well, that's Matthew Jaeger, who is the bass player. So you have some navigating of your own to do.
Yeah, well, I've played with Matt forever, since like freshman year of high school. So we've been, I feel like we grooved together real well. And then Elijah and I are best friends because we live together. So we just have a good chemistry. So yeah, it took me a little bit to navigate between, because I'm always used to just, you know, one drummer, snare, mm-hmm. kick, hi-hat, and ride cymbal. But now we got two snares, two
and kicks. And as, because I know that you also play with the Mumbo Jumbo,
yes.
ensemble, and I know in the jazz world, bass player likes to set up behind the pianist.
Yeah.
So you can get an idea of what they're doing with chords. Mm-hmm. You lose your keyboard player, and you've got double the trouble.
Okay. The song is called Mar. There's no need for an introduction. So we're just gonna play it. Thank you.
So I'm walking out that door. She called to me and said that I've been lifted. No, I can't take no more. Oh, when we go so wrong, I lost my mind. If I could, I would surely find you, but I'm wasting my time. Oh no. Left me reeling, I have no way to help. And love turned to stone. If I could, I would surely find you, but I'm left here alone. 'Cause when she runs, I thought she'd run to me. When she runs, thought she'd run to me. When she runs, I thought she'd run to me. When she runs, I thought she'd run to me. Thank you.
You've been listening to 5 Mile Float, recorded and edited by Ramon Garcia. Chip Borton assisted on the recording. Eli Henley was behind the camera for that. We're going to leave you right now. Next week, Hoff Brothers, Boris McCutcheon, Bart Edrington and company will be our special guests in Studio A. We're going to let Zach Block and the band take us out with outros. Play as much of this as we can. Stay tuned for Route 66 coming up shortly.
We'd like to take a moment to introduce everybody in the room here. My name is Zachary Block, Zach Block, Zach Jefferson, whatever you want to call me. I play guitar and I sing. And right next to me on the left is Matthew Jaeger, bass player extraordinaire. Great friend of mine. And then over way far left, I have Kirk LeMann. Kirk or Crick, whatever you prefer. He's been in the band, you know, forever now. We love him. These two, since the beginning. And then in front of me, we've got Elijah Parmelo on drums. Really nice guy. I actually started my first band ever with Elijah. We're playing together again. So it's pretty fun. And then we've got Matt E. Huss right over here. Matt and Jaeger were there when this band was formed. We've had a couple of lineup changes, but this is what we've settled on, so you know. and anyway this is an older song. We released it in 2016 off an album called A Color. It's called Growing Mold. Just kidding, it's called Growing Cold. Whenever you guys are ready.
She says she loves me. By the way I look, I was above you, but now it's understood. When I hold you closer to the flame, you are trying so hard to escape. And how is I to know? We grow cold, and how are you to show yourself bold when every number ends a another night alone. Looking down through this empty hall, how your eyes begin to fall. I'm thinking on what we had, how it left me like an empty glass. And now there's nothing, no way to turn back. Things we said are all in the past. So when I'm held closer to that flame, I'm trying so hard to escape. And how is I to know? We grow cold, and how are you to show yourself bold when every number is a me, and by the way.
was above you, but now it's understood that when I hold you closer to the flame, you are trying so hard to escape. Hey. And how is I to know we grow cold? And how are you to show your example when every number is another night alone? And is there a line on my head? An early warning, this love must be dead. With nothing I say, we'll get the chill.
Thank you, and thank you to KUNM for having us, and thank you to Roman for having us today. This has been awesome. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Nice job. Killer sesh.
Killer sesh, guys.